Third down and two. Just have to hang on to the ball here, and they get the first down on top of it. And Sanders is going to slide to ice this game.
Merry Christmas, Philadelphia. The Eagles are still in this thing. With the words of Doug Peterson circa 2017, we are not done yet. Welcome to the Birds in the Berg Football Podcast. I'm your host, Fred Halbig. Joining me, Jay, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, let's go Eagles. Woo, we did it today. Man, so proud of this team.
Big time Eagles fan, Jay.
Oh, here we go.
Man, what a game. I'm at a loss for words right now, man. They pulled it off. Wentz was amazing. Doug called a great game. He is just a big-time coach in big-time games.
Ooh. You almost made a choke there, bro. Jeez.
When his back's against the wall, for some reason, he just has his team ready to roll, man.
That's amazing.
And just like last year where they looked dead, they are now in the driver's seat to go to the playoffs. One win, and they will win the NFC East, and they will be hosting a playoff game come January.
Who saw this coming?
Not me. I said they were dead.
Yeah, a couple weeks
after
ago.
After the Dolphins game, I wouldn't even fucking talk about them.
Exactly, yeah. So,
wow. They needed that. I think they heard the podcast, and they said, oh, my God. He's pissed off. They would give us the time of day. We better turn this around.
Yeah, I heard they're big fans.
You're welcome.
That's good to know.
Yeah, you're welcome, Philadelphia. You're welcome. All right, but we'll get into that after we talk about the Pittsburgh Steelers. Jay, what is going on with your squad? What happened today?
We're seriously going to do this? This is just...
Are we going to talk about them? I mean, if you don't want to, I could talk about the Eagles-Cowboys game the entire time.
Look, there's not much to say about this game. The only positive you could take is the defense did what the defense needed to do.
Yeah, let's just say the novelty has worn off. Duck Hodges is not a good quarterback.
No.
Mason Rudolph's, he's not very good either, you know, but he got hurt. He can't stay healthy. So the Steelers have a real quarterback problem.
Yep.
And that's what is costing them games, because their defense is still doing everything they can to win these low scoring games.
Yeah. So I guess we could just jump. I have a few things to say about the game overall. So let's just say Duck sucks. Defense is good.
That's the gist of it.
Yeah, your primary weapons that you need to help carry this offense can't stay on the field or just disappear when it's time.
Like Juju and Connor and them, they need to step up this game.
Yeah, and neither one of them did anything. And no. I'll get into Juju because I have a couple things to say about a couple people on this team. As far as the game itself goes, offense, there's just no offense here. There's nothing here. You have a couple guys that are eventually going to be some playmakers for you, like Deontay Johnson. As long as he can start getting his ball security under control, he could potentially be a really good player in this league. But other than that, I don't...
Not much young talent.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Juju, if you can surround him with a number one.
I don't even know, because Juju hasn't done anything outside of that Miami game. Juju's done nothing all year.
Yeah,
I understand you haven't had a true number one quarterback or even a good quarterback in there, but Deontay Johnson's doing something.
Yeah.
James Washington was doing something when Duck was looking okay, you know? So yeah. I don't get it.
It's been a rough year for Juju.
It has been.
I don't know if it's because they shade coverage towards him or what, but
potentially. But even Deontay Johnson said last week that they were done.
Yeah.
So it's like, I understand.
You there, Jay?
Yeah, you hear me? Sorry.
Yeah, your microphone.
I'm having a little issues with my
mic. Yeah, we're having
right
a little technical difficulties with Jay's mic tonight. He's at work trying to do the best he can with getting this done. So, we apologize for the crappy audio.
Yeah, I do apologize. I get the doubling thing with Juju, but right now they're stacking the box and daring the quarterback to beat you. So they're not doubling Juju anymore. Juju,
which they
just
can't, though. Yeah, which the quarterback can't.
Exactly.
And that's what's the death of them right now.
And also at the same time, it's a lot of the play calling too. I don't want to complain about, oh, they did this in this certain situation, because if it would have worked, nobody's talking about it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, it was such a great play call. But there was one instance where you had a 2nd and 11 and you run a draw play.
Like, I understand what you're saying, and really they should have a what do we have to lose mentality with the quarterback they have, but their play calling is directly related to their lack of faith and their lack of belief in the quarterback that they have. They don't want to put the ball in the quarterback's hands because they know interceptions and bad shit is going to happen.
Okay, you say that, but last week against Buffalo, you run the ball 15 times against a team that to be ran against. You run the ball 15 times and you throw it 39. This week, they threw it 37 and ran the ball 25 times against a team that's number 2 in the league against the run.
Yeah.
And they had 10 straight passing plays at the end of the game. So the numbers are a little closer than what it looks like
down
on paper. Exactly. So it's just it's certain situations. I don't want to blame Tomlin for this, because I think Tomlin's having a really good year with what he has. Now, Tomlin's a defensive-minded coach. I don't know if he's telling the offensive coordinator, just make the game plan and do what you need to do. If he's doing that, Tomlin should be fired.
Yeah.
Because I just don't get what they're trying to do with this team. I don't get it.
I know, but I still think that all goes back to the quarterback. They're just limited in what they can do.
I see what you're saying there, but what they're doing doesn't show that to me. Because certain situations, you're putting it on the quarterback.
Well, you have to. I mean, you can't completely eliminate the quarterback out of the game plan.
Yeah, I get that. But then there's times where you need to do something. Like, run, pass.
Yeah.
Like, that's just dumb in this league nowadays. So, it's whatever. They lost this game. The defense did everything they could. Held them to 16 points. TJ Watt with another turnover when you needed it.
Yep.
To help them get a touchdown, the only touchdown of the game. They've scored one touchdown a game the past 6 out of 7 games.
Oof.
This offense is terrible.
It's bad.
So I'm done talking about the game. I have a few things I want to talk about, and then we'll get to
Let's hear
the main part.
And then
of this.
Then we'll go over playoff scenarios for them.
Okay.
So all you right, go ahead and say what you got to say.
Yeah, that's absolutely fine. So my first big thing, Maurkice Pouncey, you love him. Everybody loves him. He's a great leader on this team. He's a vet. He's been there for, I think, 12 years. He's the anchor of that offensive line. This year, he has not been good.
Hey, he's a pro bowler.
I don't care what they say. Pro bowls, whatever. A lot of the pressure they're giving up has been coming up the middle, and his snaps have been awful this year. A lot of low snaps, a lot of high snaps. First snap of the game, almost went over Duck's head.
Yeah.
Or, I'm sorry, Devlin's head. And then he had one that went over Devlin's head, but it was a false start by David DeCastro, which saved the turnover right there.
Yeah.
And look, I know everyone said, well, B.J. Finney came in and they fumbled a snap there. I'll take one bad snap out of B.J. Finney than a whole season of bad snaps from Pouncey.
Yeah, I mean, that's not a good look for
It's been this all year with him, high snaps, low snaps. And Mike Tomlin comes out and says, well, Ben knows how to control his snaps, so it doesn't look as bad. That's not an excuse. Your center shouldn't be snapping the ball like that.
Yeah,
I agree. I was honestly screaming that they should have benched him.
Because
there
was injured
a
anyway.
Lot of – yeah, before the injury happened, and there was one on that draw play that I was talking about. It was a low snap, so he couldn't sell the draw. So he just didn't have time. It was an awful game by Pouncey.
I don't know if he was in. Was he in when was that a bad snap on the play Mason got hurt?
Yeah,
that was a bad snap.
I think
that
it was a bad
too.
Snap.
I can't. I don't know.
No. I think, was that the one where Mason got his foot stepped on?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, that was right after Pouncey got hurt because the new guy came in and stepped on his foot.
That was the very first play.
I was going to say, because he tried to hand it off and then fell over and got hit hard trying to get back up.
Yeah, so the Pouncey thing is just, it's been bothering me for a couple games. I don't like talking about the offensive line because it's boring. But the offensive line hasn't been good the past couple games. James Conner. I don't know what you do with this kid.
He has a contract. I was going to say, you don't give him an extension, that's for sure.
Yeah, he has a contract coming up. When Connor's healthy, Connor is a really good running back.
When he's healthy.
Exactly.
Which is
that's the
about
thing.
Four games a year, it seems like.
Like last week, he got hurt at the end of the game, limped off the field. This week, he gets a groin, I think? Pulled his groin? Or is it a hamstring?
Or his quad? Some lower leg injury.
It's some injury that he – and the crazy thing with him is, it's like, okay – shoulder again? All right, shoulder again? You know what it is. It's always something different with him. Yeah. And it's just, I don't know if he's built.
It's a shame. It's really a shame because I know he works hard.
He does.
And he's a good player when he can stay on the field. Some dudes' bodies just can't handle it.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's a shame because you would like to, he would help. You would like to see him healthy.
He's a good running back when he's playing. He's a really good playmaking running back.
I don't put that on him. It sucks to see. The Steelers are going to have a tough decision with him. Maybe he gets like a 1-year deal from them.
A prove it after, deal, maybe.
Like a prove it deal.
I guess.
And then, you know, I mean, they drafted Snell.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you got Samuels there.
By committee.
And then you got that White, too, who's been playing pretty well for them, especially kick returns. And the last thing I want to talk about is Juju.
Ugh.
I am so sick and tired of this. Good boy, woe is me thing.
Little
he does
kid, after like mentality.
Games, when he blows a game three times so far, but maybe more than that. I can't remember. He had the Saints game last year. He had the Ravens game this year. And now this game where they
Think he blew the game. I mean, he should have caught that pass, but
I'm not saying he blew the game, but he went on record to, oh, that's on me. I should have caught that. I lost the game for the team. It's like, Juju, no one's saying that to you.
Yeah,
like,
stop
trying
just
to be – I know you want your players to take responsibility, but with Juju, it just seems insincere to me. It just seems like a little kid.
It just seems like he's saying it to try to make himself look good.
Yeah,
and
to make
so everybody loves him. And,
exactly.
Oh, Juju, it's okay.
And it's just it's becoming so many things with him where it's like, is this the face of your franchise? Is this the guy that you want there when he's just not reliable for you? He had two catches in this game.
Yeah, I know he's a young kid, and I know he's having fun, but it's like time to man up. And
you have to show that you can be that guy that they can go to.
Yeah.
And you had two quarterbacks in there today that really could have used your help, and you disappeared again, like you've done all year. And then I don't want to get started on the knee thing where he I just
was out hurt, but then you would see him dancing at
partying, and he's practicing. He might play. Well, no, I just can't deal with the pain, so I'm not going to play this week.
Yeah.
It's like, shut up, Juju.
Go play, dude.
I don't get it with him. So
he
has a contract coming up, too.
It's a terrible year for him.
It's been a really bad year, and Deontay Johnson just passed him for yards on the team.
Yeah.
So I know
Juju's you said,
missed
though,
some
he
games,
missed, like,
but
four games. But
yeah, I don't know what.
It's just not a good look overall for him. And
like
you said, he's looked at as the number one now. It was talked about all offseason.
Yep.
Now with AB being gone, it's his time to step up. How's he going to react? How's he going to handle this? And so far, he's failed. He has not been able to handle being the number one guy on an offense. And a lot of that has to do with the quarterback, I'm sure. If Ben was out there, it'd be different. But he hasn't stepped up since Ben went down, and you kind of wanted to see him step up, and he hasn't.
Maybe, but if Ben was in there, they wouldn't be stacking the box the way they are, and they would have been doubling Juju. And I just don't see it. He can't beat single coverage right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how he'd be able to beat – he needs a true number one there with him, put him in a slot, and let him do his thing.
Yeah.
That's what Juju's built for, and right now he's just not getting it done. So, other than that, man –
no, not much else.
The defense, I mean, I would never put the blame on the defense at all this year.
No. Once again, what was the final score of that game?
16-10.
once again, if your defense holds a team, we said this last week too,
yep,
to 17 or less points, you should win that football game.
Yep.
Yep. Period. So it's 100% on the offense. This is the same shit that the Eagles were going through in the middle of the season when their offense literally couldn't score more than like 13 points.
Oh, yeah.
The defense was holding guys to 17, 20. So
it's insane. It's insane. I can't say anything bad. And we lost so many guys today. A couple guys went out. And it's just next week is huge. So
yeah,
we'll jump into the playoffs.
We'll get into next week playoff scenarios.
So what needs to happen is, since the Steelers lost today,
they do not control their own destiny.
No longer control. So what they need is Tennessee needs to lose to Houston next week, and they have to beat Baltimore.
Yes.
If Tennessee wins, Tennessee gets the sixth seed.
Yeah.
There's a couple other teams that are still in the hunt.
Just the Raiders
right
now.
Yeah, there's some other weird scenarios where, like, Cleveland still has an effect on everything.
I don't believe so. They have 9 losses now.
No, not even making the playoffs. But there's a weird thing. Like, if Pittsburgh loses and Tennessee wins, but Cleveland beats Cincinnati and somebody else loses, Pittsburgh gets in.
Hmm.
Like, it's weird. Like, there's some really weird ones that are set up, which I don't understand why Cleveland playing Cincinnati has any effect on anything.
I don't know if I trust that.
So it's,
basically, the Steelers have to win and Tennessee has to lose.
Here's the scenarios I see. Beat Ravens, Titans lose to the Texans. Easiest one. Titans lose to the Texans. Colts beat Jaguars. Browns beat Bengals. Raiders lose once because they still are playing.
But no matter what, the Steelers have to beat.
Steelers have to win. That's all it is. Steelers have to win.
Yeah.
So.
And as of right now, I'm pretty sure Baltimore has the one seed locked up.
Baltimore's going to sit everybody. Houston, so, I saw something that they were going to play to win, but is really
kind of goes off of tonight's game. If Kansas City loses tonight, then Houston would still have a chance at the third seed.
Does that really matter to you, though?
Yeah, does rest matter? I mean, either way, you're playing on wild card weekend.
Yeah.
Your home game. Does rest matter, or does playing the 2 seed instead of the 1 seed or whatever matter?
Yeah.
When it's all said and
done. If they're the 4 seed, then they would be playing Buffalo.
Yeah, I'm just talking about if they win that first game.
Oh, well,
Who would they go play? Baltimore or New England or whatever. So, yeah, we'll see.
That's it, man. I have nothing else to say about these bums.
Yeah, rough one today for the Steelers. Huge win, on the other hand.
Oh, yeah.
For my Philadelphia Eagles, baby. It was a 17-9 victory. It didn't even – a lot of the game seemed really close, but if you watched it, the Eagles were in control for basically that entire game. They did a good job shutting Dak and Zeke down. They did exactly what they said. They shut Zeke down. Zeke only had like 47 total yards that game. So, they did a great job shutting him down. They got Dak kind of off his rhythm a lot. He was really inaccurate tonight. But there wasn't even that much pressure. They didn't get sacked too much. The defense did an amazing job. They stepped up. They shut the number one offense in the NFL down.
Yep.
And the Cowboys have no excuse. They have all their players. They're healthy. And they went and they got the shit kicked out of them by Carson Wentz and his ragtag group of wide receivers and skill position players.
Oh, yeah.
What an amazing victory, dude.
It was, man. It was. And like we were texting during the game. I really like this with Greg Ward.
Yeah, Greg Ward stepped up big time.
He
A lot of young guys. JJ had two big – he didn't have any like other catches the rest of the
game.
That first drive, he had two huge catches that got him into field goal range. I can't say enough good things about Miles Sanders. This kid's going to be a superstar.
Dude, that's the biggest thing from this game. Sanders was just – he was electrifying this whole game, man. Wentz absolutely player of the game. He really carried you guys through this offensively. He looked incredible. But Sanders, you got something special with him, man.
Kid's going to be legit.
Yeah.
Kid's going to be legit. And then Dallas Goedert, another young guy, stepping up huge. I'll throw some stats out here. Normally I don't do this, but Carson Wentz completed 75% of his passes, I think, or 78%. It was 31 for 40, 319 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions, only sacked one time. So that means he was getting the ball out. We talked about Miles Sanders. He had 79 rushing yards and a touchdown, and then 77 receiving yards on top of that. Kid's just dynamic, getting the ball. He had that long run at the end of the game you heard at the beginning of the show to ice it. Then we had Dallas Goedert, 9 catches for 91 yards and a touchdown. Catches is, his most that he's had in his career. So huge game out of him.
Jesus, man.
Greg Ward, 4 catches, 71 yards. So just all around great game from these young guys. And, of course, the leader of it all, Carson Wentz. Dude came out today just dealing. You could tell from the beginning of this game that he was ready to go. And he was just – he was accurate. He was poised. He made the right reads. He got the ball out fast. I can't – like, if anybody had any doubts about Carson Wentz before this game and all – I know there's a lot of shit going around, people saying he's not good, this and that. This dude is a bona fide franchise QB. He is one of the elite quarterbacks in the NFL.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and everyone started writing him off in the middle of the year when he was having a rough time, and no one wanted to see the fact that he had no talent around him. He had nothing.
Yeah.
And he kept second-guessing himself because these bums were dropping every damn ball he threw to him. And you got to put that on him, I guess, because
he wasn't playing well. There was a few games. Yeah, there was a few games where he wasn't playing well.
Yeah.
But things are starting to click for him, and he's starting to look like the guy from 2017, and he's elevating these young guys around him.
Yeah.
And you, that's what's special.
Yeah, and you said something, I think, a couple shows ago, where these are the guys that are trusted. These are his guys now that are in
there. Yeah. They look to him.
Yeah, there's not many veterans in there that have done been with other quarterbacks or anything like that. They know him, and they trust him.
I think that's big because the guys that were around him before won a Super Bowl with Nick Foles, not Carson Wentz. And I don't know if they believed in Carson Wentz like they should or whatnot. I don't know what it is, but it seems like since Nelson Aguilar has been out, hopefully he never plays another snap in Philadelphia again. He's garbage. Alshon went down, and these young guys stepped in. Doug seems – I want to give Doug credit, a lot of credit too. His play calling, there was a couple iffy plays tonight. There was a 3rd-and-1 and a 4th-and-1 he went for where he threw the ball twice. And I felt like, you know, he should at least try to QB sneak or run the ball at least one of those times. But he's got this offense going. He's kind of changed it up. They run a lot of 3 tight end sets. Two backs in the backfield. You see a lot of Boston Scott and Miles Sanders. A lot of different motions now. This is the shit I talked about early in the season when I said, where's all the creativity? Where's the motions? Where's the different formations? That's starting to show.
Yeah.
And since he's getting Carson moving around in the pocket more, and it's opened things up, even with the lack of talent. So big shout-out to Doug and Carson. They're really starting to turn this thing around. But, I mean, it's not over. They still got to win next week.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what I was going to say next. It's really good to celebrate this. This is a huge win that not a lot of people thought they could pull off. I think you were a little – you were really nervous going into this game.
Oh, yeah. I didn't think – to be honest, when I picked them to win last week, I didn't think they had a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the Cowboys are – 10 times more talented than this Eagles team.
They are, but you guys showed up and you shut them down. I mean, Zeke did nothing
in this game. They stopped Zeke. And I do believe – I don't want to use it as an excuse. I'm not giving the Cowboys an excuse because he's out there and playing. But you could definitely tell something was up with Dak.
Yeah. Yeah.
His throwing motion just seemed a little off. His passes kind of floated a lot on him.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't accurate all game. But no excuses. He was out there playing. So the Cowboys suck, and
W's a W. But next week, man, you got the Giants, and
in New York,
and Washington can really give you guys a hand next week too if they can show up. But they just lost probably Haskins for the year.
Yeah. So hey, you know what? Case Keenum's won big games before, though.
He has. So
yeah. I mean, I don't.
So go ahead. What do you need?
The Eagles just need to win.
That's it.
Okay. They control their own destiny. They win, they're in. They win the division. And then If they would lose, then they also need the Cowboys to lose to Washington.
So you need the Skins. So a Skins victory would be icing on the cake.
Yes.
It'll keep Dallas under.
But I think
under...
they play at the same time.
Okay.
Next week.
It'll keep Dallas under games. 500, though. That would be incredible.
Yeah. Would it? Oh, yeah. Wait. So they're 7-8.
They're 7-8 right now, bro.
So, and we're 8-7. Yeah, because if we lose and the Cowboys win, then they would have a better division record.
Yes.
So
yes.
If the Cowboys lose next week, we're in no matter what.
Yeah.
And then if obviously we win and we're in. So, huge victory for Philadelphia Eagles tonight.
Yeah.
It was... extends their season. They're on a roll. They're playing really good football right now.
Yeah.
They have – I don't want to look too far ahead, but this defense has only allowed 16.5 points a game at home. And if they get a home playoff game, anything can happen.
Yeah.
And then after that, DeSean Jackson is eligible to come back and play. And from everything I've been seeing, they said that's a real possibility if they can make it to the divisional round of the playoffs. But like I said, I don't want to get too far ahead of myself.
No.
Huge win tonight. Anytime you can beat the Cowboys, it's like I'm on cloud nine. I love it. Fuck the Cowboys. They suck. Dallas sucks. America's team is dead. They lost this game with all their players, and they still have to pay Dak Prescott. They still have to pay Amari Cooper.
Yeah.
And they had Zeke on there, and their offensive line, and they still lost. So. Mm-hmm. It would suck to be a Cowboys fan right now.
Yeah.
You lost to Carson Wentz and, like I said, his ragtag group of receivers out there. So,
yeah.
Yeah, man, I guess not much else to really say about this game. It was Dak Prescott stunk, Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson. They won this game, and this team will go as far as they will take them.
Yeah.
And that's it. It doesn't matter who the skill position players are then. If Carson Wentz and Doug Peterson are at the top of their game, this team has a chance. And they don't quit either, man. This team's resilient.
Yeah. The past 3 weeks, fourth quarter.
Yeah. Last year, too.
Yeah.
Super Bowl year when Wentz went down. I mean, like I said, big credit to Doug for getting this team ready to play. He seems to be a big game coach. You know, when shit's on the line, he really really steps up and gets his team ready to play. Big monkey off of Carson's back, I feel like, tonight. This was a huge game for him, and he showed up big time. So, yeah, you know, definitely. You can see that he's got a little bit of clutchness to him, which would be big come playoff time, because this was basically a playoff game.
Uh-huh.
For them.
Well, no, it was. It was.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Next week's a playoff game, too. That's what it's been the past couple weeks. Yeah.
They're in playoff mode. And once you get in, anything can happen. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what's going on. All right. That's about all I have for this game. Like I said, I could talk about it forever, but I know Jay's at work. We'll get him back to work so he doesn't get in trouble. Other than that, because it's Christmas, we'll probably try to record Thursday and get something out. I know I'm off the day after Christmas. We're going to get something out for previews coming up this week. Week 17, this is it. This NFL season is almost over.
Yeah, yeah. It's
crazy.
It's going to be crazy. What do you? What time you guys play? 1?
I believe 1 o'clock.
Yeah, Steelers play at 1. Tennessee plays at 1. Eagles plays at 1. Dallas plays at 1.
Yeah, most games are full Sunday slate of games. A lot of stuff could happen still. That's really the only playoff spots up for grabs still.
There's some movement that could happen.
But everything else is pretty much locked up.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
But yeah, other than that, Merry Christmas.
Yep.
I hope everybody enjoys their holiday. And yeah, we'll get you a preview pod for week 17 sometime after Christmas. Jay, let them know where they can find
us. Please get us on Twitter at @birds_berg. Please find us on the Facebook page at Birds and the Berg Podcast. Find us on all podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Please like, review, and subscribe on any of those that you use. Leave us some comments. We'll talk back.
Boom. There it is. That was the Birds and the Berg Football Podcast, episode 42? 43. Yeah. Wow. We'll keep it going. All right. Everybody enjoy their Christmas. And remember, Dallas sucks.